It's 91.7 KXT, and today I'm very happy to welcome local artist Jacob Metcalf and his band into our KXT studios. Jacob has a new album out titled Fjord, and we'll be celebrating that release tonight at the Kessler Theater. Welcome, and thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we're going to start it off with a song. Which one are you going to do first?
We're going to do I'm Berliner. Divide, falling down, reunites the whole town. They made love in the streets, Berlin Wall beneath their feet. 25 years ago, I wasn't born, but I am told my father saw on the news. They report as a boy with white eyes, he saw a world surprised at the end of the war, the Cold War. We were appalled to find our race, human race, in an amid. Some were made of more heart than their brawn. Still they were strong. A dictator shares his ruthless might. Some break down, are crushed in the fight. Grandfather worked in factories with both hands near machinery. Always close, close to fire, his desire. Raise a family, see a garden, and welfare.
We have Jacob Metcalf in our KXT studio today before his show tonight at the Kessler Theater. That was just really, really wonderful. Thank you guys. So beautiful. And just so our listeners know, we have a, is there 12 of you in here today? 12 piece? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We don't know.
11 piece band in here today. Either way, it's, I think, the biggest band we've ever had in here. So congrats on that as well, as well as the new album. Is this the band that's going to be performing with you?
This
Kessler?
Is the band, okay. with a few extra folks.
Well, because you had a few extra folks on the album too, I think, right?
That's true.
20 musicians total, I think I read.
Yeah, at least.
At least, wow.
Maybe a few more.
Well, you are also in another band called The Fox and the Bird, and there's some crossover with the bands.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I love that band because I get a chance to
just kind of go off the rails and play banjo, and you know, somebody else is doing the leading.
I read that it took you a while to write some of the material for this album. You were working on these songs, and with two bands going, I'm kind of wondering how you choose which songs go with which band. Did you ever consider some of these songs for The Fox and the Bird, or no?
Actually, no. This was a kind of a cohesive group of songs that kind of fit like jigs. A lot of times if I make a contribution to The Fox and the Bird, it's a response to something Dan has already written, you know, kind of like a reply to one of his songs. But for this material, everything fits together very sonically, and you know, there was never any second thought in my head.
What about the arrangements? Because with so many strings, and you know, we have trumpet, I see a tuba sitting over there, which maybe we'll hear in a little bit. Do you write the songs as a group, or is it all you? And do you write out the orchestrations for the group, or do you guys all write your own parts? How does that work?
Great question. So I bring the songs to the band, and generally I have an idea of what I want, but it is a very collaborative process. And so, for instance, like Dan, you know, he'll come at me with a trumpet line that, you know, we'll work together and tweak it and make it, you know, perfect for the both of us. Or maybe he'll throw something at me that just bowls me over. I'm just like, oh my gosh, we have to keep that. And everybody kind of makes fun of me because I'm notorious for keeping notes. Like every practice, I'm just meticulous. I keep an audio recorder running, and they're like, are you recording me right now, Metcalf? But I always am, and I always keep those ideas organized, and eventually they filter back into the songs. So
very cool. So yeah. So what is how old is the oldest song on this album? Because I read you've actually been writing some of these songs for quite a few years. Is that right?
That's very true. I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how long it took me to assemble the right group of people and kind of throw it all together. But the oldest song of the album is actually from 2002.
So working up to the recording of the album, can you talk a little bit about just kind of what you went through leading up to the recording and preparing these songs for the studio? I heard you did some traveling. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Sure. I left in 2010. I just kind of, I don't know, you might say I went crazy, but really I had a plan in my head all along that I would take a sojourn, return, and then try to complete this album and then hit the road. And so in preparation for the road, I found myself in some pretty tight little spots here and there. And I tried to live in as small quarters as I could possibly find. At one point I was, you know, all I had was a backpack and a sleeping bag, and I would, you know, I traveled all the way through, I guess I haven't told you where I went. I just basically went backpacking and busing through Central America. Mm. And I did almost half a year with, you know, no hotels or anything. I would go and tell people I wanted to stay in a courtyard or on a rooftop or next to a post office. And I had some really, really neat, really neat experiences doing that. But I think the ultimate goal was to save money on that trip and also accumulate the experience that you need to sleep cramped in a van with six or seven others.
So then you came back from your travels and you decided to record some of these songs, which I'm sure a lot of them inspired a lot by these places that you visited.
You know, I could point to several songs on the album and tell you, oh yeah, that's Africa. Oh yeah, that's Europe. That's track number two is from Asia.
You came back here and you recorded the album in Dallas, correct?
It was a combination of Austin. We went to one of our favorite studios in Austin, Ramble Creek. And then we hightailed it to Fort Worth, where we did some, you know, some other sounds. And then we finally wrapped it up here in Dallas at Oak Cliff.
Okay.
Oak Cliff's Elmwood Recordings.
That's John Congleton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually
cool.
worked with Alex Bohr, who is you know, he's the percussionist for This Will Destroy You, and also
that's awesome.
An engineer there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear another song from the new album if you guys want to play one.
Okay. Let's do 139.
Okay.
I'm stuck inside. 12 more hours, I don't speak Thai. Usually, I rely on my wit to get me by, but not this time. Humor translates poorly for me. And I've tried, but I cannot surpass security. So Jesus Christ about left American. When my debit card is at home in the top right dressing drawer, I feel alone for the first time in years. My bags are in their place, tucked away in transit. You caught a train, you made your way up across town. Where you thought that I would be, but I let you down. I'm catching a plane today, and I'm missing my chance to cross paths. Not the trip through Bangkok goes to waste. International airspace, it's no place for me to stay. Had things turned out differently, might have been a love story. We're all racing to locations one to another, hoping to meet other brilliant novas. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss, it's all the same. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss, it's all the same. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss, it's all the same. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss, it's all the same. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss, it's all the same.
We have Jacob Metcalf and his band performing in our KXT studio today. They have a show tonight at the Kessler Theater and a new album out titled Fjord. I want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today, and thank you guys again so much for coming in. And I have to say, before you go, this is definitely one of my favorite sessions we've had. So thank you so much. It was really beautiful.
Wow. Thanks, Amy. Yep.